right, first of all, I'm terrified. I want to strangle my sponsor and grand sponsor, but, you know, I'll work on that. All right, I'm Lourdes, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 16, 2013. I have a sponsor, and I'm working the steps, and my home group is YPG. All right, I guess we'll start where it started. Yeah. All right, when I was 17, I started college, and, like, you know, I was really into being a brain. Like, that was the thing I was really good at, and I was proud of it. You know, I was, like, top 10 in my school. I was like, you know, this is the thing I'm good at. It was the one thing that I felt like no one could tell me I was bad at. I came from a family where they were constantly telling me how I sucked. So this was the one thing I was like, you know, you're full of crap. But there's a child here. So 17, I started school, and I was really innocent. My mom kind of, like, kept me locked away like Rapunzel. Yeah, it was not a good idea. So I get to school, and, you know, everyone's drinking. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to drink. You people are crazy. And then when I was 17, I went to my first frat party. And there was Beast. Yeah, it was Milwaukee's best classy drink. There was piss all over the floor. I remember that. It was gross. I was like, well, I'm just going to have one beer. I just want to try it. I want to be like everyone else. Like, you know, I never really had friends, and I just wanted friends, you know. Like, I wanted school to be different. I can go out and I can do things. Like, it was awesome. I could, like, stay out and I could make friends. And I drank that first drink, and I felt like Superman. Like, which Superman's my favorite person in the entire world, so that's a big deal. And, you know, it was, you know, I felt cool. And then I had the urge to get another one and another one and another one and another one. Next thing I know, I'm, like, building a mountain of beer, and then I wake up at my house. I had my first kiss that night. I don't remember it, but there was pictures. And I don't know. It was like, wow, this is awesome. I want to do this all the time. And I met this guy, and we were going to kind of date. He was real Christian-y, and I was like, okay, that's cool, because I wanted a boyfriend. I never had one. I didn't really want one, but everybody else had one. And and he was like, you know, your drinking's getting out of hand. So I broke up with him on Valentine's Day. And he started crying, and I was about to, like, fall out. So then after that, you know, I just got real crazy, and then I met the mean machine. He was my first, like, real boyfriend. He was about 18. He was an interesting fellow. He was very angry and scary, and, you know, he was the monster that I was always scared of. And I came from a pretty dysfunctional family, and it definitely showed up in my relationship tenfold. And by the time that relationship was over, I had no friends. I didn't know how to talk to people. I lost everything, like, and I really wanted to kill myself. Like, it was just, and then there was a shooting at my school. I went to Virginia Tech. I was an engineering student, so, like, the shooting was in all the buildings that we go to, and that was kind of scary. But I really wasn't concerned about it because, you know, I had a friend in there, but I was just wrapped up in this, like, crazy world. And then he left, and my whole world just ended. And I didn't know how to deal with it. Like, I was nuts. Like, I was always crying and, like, and, you know, I've always been, you know, that type of person, you know, you got to be strong, you know, quit being a pussy, you know. You gotta, you know, tough, you gotta be tough, man. And I really couldn't do it. And there was months of me just being, like, ridiculous. And I was like, this is stupid. So I was sneaking drinks at my parents' house, you know, because they don't really like underage drinking. I come from a pretty heavy drinking family, so it was pretty easy to like sit there and drink a little there, because they replaced it very quickly. We went through it fast. And when I got back to school, I was introduced to other things. And those other things really made everything even better in my eyes. Like, it was completely different. Like, I felt like, you know, there was nothing wrong. Like, I was like, you know, I don't care. And like, I went off for for a long time. And I was still doing okay in school. Like, it was manageable. I would sit there and do all this stuff, but I was still able to go to class. And then when I hit about 21, I guess because I could buy alcohol now, it was even more crazy. I started dating a drug dealer. And so I decided I wasn't going to care about school. Like, I completely ditched my finals to just get messed up. I even was, like, contemplating, like, dropping out of school. Like, I was like, you know, I don't need this. I didn't, but I definitely failed that semester. I lied to my school. Well, I didn't really lie, but I told them, you know, actually, I did lie, yeah. And I was able to get that semester erased, which that was awesome. And I was talking to a therapist because, like, my first boyfriend made me feel like I was crazy. And so I went and I didn't tell her anything that was going, you know, on. I was just saying, it's all me, it's all me, it's all me. Like, everything was me. I never wanted to say it was the other person. All right. I forgot where I am. All right. So then my senior year, I had to change majors. Because I messed up royally. Like, what was supposed to be my junior year, I would disappear from school for like weeks at a time. I would go on these binges, and you know, you can't really do well in class if you're not there and you don't take tests. You know, teachers kind of like you to take tests. And I'd have to say, like, in school, I probably went 1 year out of five, like, legitimately wet. That's like adding them all together. and I barely graduated. I was really into this self-loathing and all that. Oh, and I forgot to mention, one of the girls when I was like 20 or 19, 20, she introduced me to another addiction. And that was with food. And I just mention it because it's like, when I mess up with one thing, it's like I'll mess up with the other thing, and then I'm just like, F it, I'm just gonna do everything. And that's how it always goes, and that's how I relapsed twice. Let's see, everything went down on February 14th, 2011. I went out because my latest boyfriend was married and I didn't know it. that was fun. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, F this, I don't care about, you know, men, blah, 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 and I went out. And then the next thing I knew, I woke up on someone's futon, and my face was beat up so bad, I kind of looked like Quasimodo, like, it was pretty bad. So I checked myself into a psych hospital because I knew, like, something was wrong with me. Like, I felt nuts. Like, I was like, I don't understand. I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't want to, like, kill myself all the time because I can't control myself. So I went, and I was like, oh, it's because of my drinking. It's because of this. And it was the most terrifying thing I ever did in my life. But come to find out, I actually was drugged and assaulted. That was pretty cool. And so I was a little traumatized, and it kind of just, I don't know, I didn't really deal with it. I kind of was just like, oh, okay, this happened. Let's just put that in the drawer with everything else. I've had stuff like that happen before, so I was like, whatever, I'll push it down and things will be okay. But it wasn't okay. And it's these issues came up each time that I relapsed in the program. And it was I wasn't dealing with it. And this last time, I got into a relationship that was a bad idea. I was 3 months clean. I don't know what I thought was going to come out of that. But it was just like all the other relationships that I had. And it triggered all my memories, like everything. 20 years of like stuff that I didn't want to deal with. And I went crazy and I drank. I didn't know how to deal with it. And I only drank for one day, but I finally, you know, was like, I can't do this. I am completely, utterly can't do it. Like, my life is unmanageable. Nothing's going to help me. And I decided to come back to AA. And I decided I needed to do everything I wasn't doing. Like, coming to meetings like this is terrifying because you guys are my age and I don't really talk to people my age. I like old people because, you know, they're not really going to be like, you suck. I mean, they're old people. They just like to have someone to talk to. You guys are scary, like, judgy. I don't know. Plus, you know, I never was like the cool kid in school. I was that one that was weird. And you're like, that girl, you know, man, she doesn't speak. She's probably a serial killer, you know. So I started coming to this meeting. And I started talking to people, which is pretty crazy. It's really terrifying, by the way. And I definitely wanted to cry a lot just coming here. Like, I was like, who am I going to talk to? I was going to be that awkward person who's like over here, like, yeah, I get you. And I did that for a little bit, but eventually I moved into a halfway house because I was living with my mom and it was rent free and all that, but she's kind of a toxic situation. And I knew I needed to do everything possible to get better. And I never lived in like a real halfway house. I was able to get the money together and I moved into one. And it kind of helped me like reach out to other people. And I decided to be completely honest. Like, I finally started telling people things that I never told anyone, things I was ashamed of. I got a new sponsor, and she's very involved in everything, and I think that's great because it makes me want to be involved. You know, if it's working for her, it's going to work for me. I just started baking cookies. Everyone knows my name because I bake cookies. I was like, ooh, the way into people's hearts is their stomach. I'm a little homemaker, but... I don't know. It's funny because I did the third step prayer right before we started doing this. So that was, I let him take over. Hopefully it wasn't too bad. I don't know. It's just this time it's completely different. I am trying to do everything that I need to do to get this right this time. I'm tired of like needing things to make me feel numb. You know, I want to have emotions. I want to feel good. I want to feel bad. Not really, but, you know, you've got to. It's part of life. But I want to be able to deal with it. And I want to be able to have friends. I don't want to be that person. Like, you know, I always just, like, would leave friends. I would just avoid them, stop talking to them, whatever, and that was it. You know, I never really had connections. And I don't know. I feel like things are different this time. Like, sometimes I get, like, oh, they don't like me, they're just being nice, you know, and I get in my head and have pity parties, but I don't know. I think anybody who's newer than me, I'm pretty new, but it's good, make sure you do the steps, make sure you find a sponsor, call them every day, even though it's awkward, talk to people.